Hi, welcome to the Social Awareness Podcast for Sex Trafficking. I am Victoria and I am here with Janice.
Hi.
We have a good show for you today, folks, on a topic we really want you to take into consideration. Today we're going to be talking about how social media and music influence sex trafficking, whether they realize it or not. So, Janice, sex trafficking is a big issue in the world today. With research, it is proven to be the third largest criminal activity in the world. Do you think part of the reason could be because how society portrays sex trafficking?
Well, Victoria, I definitely think in some aspects of society, it's not taken as serious as it should be. For example, there are tons of songs out there that degrade women, and some of these songs become hits.
You have a point there, Janice. I was reading an article titled Pimp Culture, Glorification, and Sex Trafficking by Melissa Weathers the other day that addressed the very same aspect. She mentioned songs that don't seem to address the problem but embrace it. For instance, the song It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp by 3-6 Mafia and even Big Pimpin' by Linkin Park featuring Jay-Z. Have you heard of these songs?
Yes, I have actually heard of both of those songs. And wasn't the song It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp inspired by the movie Hustle and Flow? Five was, if I recall, it even went on to win an Oscar for Best Original Song. And it was the first time a hip-hop group had went on to win an Oscar for this.
This is true. I remember hearing this song growing up without even having to see the movie. I believe many people heard of it because it was a really catchy song. It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp. It was catchy, but when you look at the lyrics and realize what you're singing, it's like, whoa, this is a serious topic. For instance, some of the lyrics state, got a couple holes working on the changes for me, but I gotta keep my game tight like Kobe on game night. Like, taken from a hoe don't know no better. I know that ain't right. He mentioned he knows it's not right, but he feels like it's his best option. But I'm just like, why is it an option at all? These are women we're talking about. I feel like this is where society should change their view of women. Women are not objects that could be bought and sold.
Yeah, it seems like these women's only value to this pimp is how much money they bring in.
I know. Further on in the song, he proceeds to say, got a snow bunny and a black girl too. You pay the right price and they'll both do you. Then he says, man, these girls think we prove things. Leave a big head. They come in hoping every night they don't end up being dead.
Ooh.
From this point, he is giving a little perspective from the women for women, it's a life or death situation. That's what I'm trying to say. It's they're putting their life on the line.
Yeah. So for him, I see his perspective is it's all about the income. How much money can I bring in off these girls? But for these women, it's they can lose their lives. And what makes me mad is that for him, he sees it as an unfortunate consequence. They are just a sacrifice. Maybe it's not intentional, but it's what needs to be done.
Yeah, I agree. This song basically says a lot about it says a lot about sex trafficking, as you can see. He gives the pimp perspective and a little women's perspective, but I would say he is embracing it. But its influence on sex trafficking, because it's what's its influence on sex trafficking? Because he basically says it's hard out here for a pimp. I guess he's not even, basically he ain't even acknowledging how hard it is on a woman, other than the fact that they just praying they don't end up dead.
Yeah, he said, pretty much. My life is hard.
I feel like it can be taken either way from society, though.
Yeah, some people may feel he isn't promoting, but he's speaking his truth. And then the other side will say that no, he's embracing it. And that's the same thing.
Yeah, we said it was inspired by a movie. So it's written based off a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
A fictional storyline.
Yeah, fictional.
I believe the movie was about a pimp trying to make it into the music industry to better provide for, like, you know, his family. He basically elaborates that in the song on why he is pimping women, which is to survive.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this song became really popular. Like, even me growing up, I knew the song way before I had even saw the movie. And you still hear it today. When was this song made?
Yeah, I think it came out like 2005. That's like 15 years later. A little under 15 years. And it's not even just like the music being an influence on like how women are viewed, because that's what it comes down to, pretty much, of how people see women in society. Like, and I know there are a lot of even music videos out there that clearly objectify women.
Yeah, exactly. Like, have you heard about the controversy behind Nelly's song Tip Drill?
No, I haven't. What happened?
Well, let me tell you. So Nelly's video became very controversial. Like, a lot of people were upset over this because of how it portrayed women. So this is a very explicit video, but there's a particular scene where you see Nelly taking a credit card and swiping it on a woman's behind.
Wow. Talk about objectification. Like, what message are you trying to give off from that? Like, you, like, swiping. Wow, that's crazy. Like, everything you put out there is a message, whether it be music or video, pictures, like.
Yeah, it's definitely like.
Some of our listeners, I'm sure, have seen in her music videos that objectify women because it's so normalized in mm-hmm. society, and that's the sad part about it to me.
Yeah, and I just think that's what society needs to get away from. Like, girls are being trafficked younger and younger, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like that's what pimps often pray for, because as mentioned, women came off like a sacrifice for like what's being made, and so the younger you are, the less, I guess I won't say punishment you'll get. Like, some people probably think of it like that. Like, if you're young, mm-hmm. you'll go to juvenile type thing. And because some women are arrested, yeah. like, for doing this. And so if you're young, you're younger, the less of a price you pay, I guess.
In a way.
And that's crazy that some people think of it like that. Like, some pimps, when they're trafficking these younger girls, they think of it like that.
Yeah, that the girls won't get as severe as a punishment.
I mean, it could be.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things about sex trafficking is that people don't know what it looks like, though. They're given these perceptions through media and music, but do not know, like, what it looks like in person.
Yeah, I know in San Diego, sex trafficking brings in about $800 million.
Exactly, and we live out here. Like, that's how close it is to home.
Yeah, many people have this perception that they don't really know anyone involved, so they think it's not close to home. Like, this could never happen to me. And that's just not the case. Like, it could be your daughter, your brother, your sister, your neighbor, your friend, yourself.
This is true. Even as women, we have to be aware at all times. Living in a day and age where social media is so popular, like, with social media, it's about how many followers you have and who have the most followers. So many people tend to add followers that they don't even know. Like, people request, like, I know I get follower requests from people I don't know, and I'm just like, wow, how did you even find my account? But then they pop up on suggestions lists where you can just easily follow. And so people just add followers that they don't know, but these followers have access to, like, the pictures you post, even location through social media. So I'm like, that's definitely something that we have to be aware about.
Yeah, social media makes it easier for women to be trafficked.
I agree with you on that one, Denise. I really want to stress that as a society, we should change our views on how we see women. Like, it may be hard to do, like, given the impact it already has, but it's a start, especially for people who have a big impact on society. Like, the music industry is a start. Like, why don't we make more songs that uplift women? Even as a woman, you cannot be, like, too careful. I would say, like, as a woman, it's important kind of, like, not to let your guard down. Not even kind of. It's important not to let your guard down. Because even if you may not know someone who is being sex trafficked, I would not take it too lightly because it can't happen to anyone. We're so close to it. And it's just, it's not something that you should take lightly. Lightly. But that's all we have today for you folks. Any final comments, Shanice?
I just think that we brought up some important points that I just hope that people can take something away from this podcast.
Yes, I definitely agree. Okay, I want to thank you all for listening. Have a blessed day.